All right, this is Ashlyn Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 44. It is the week of January 1st, 2009, and I guess this is my last podcast for the year of 2008. Hopefully, 2009 will be just as successful with my running. And today, I am going to do, I think, between 4 and 5 miles to make 25 or 26 for the week. And next week I'll do 35, drop down to, I think it's 20 following week. And then I'll have my race January 17th. Just a Saturday morning, and that's the 50K, so that'll be a new experience. I gotta get some more trail runs in, and I was even thinking about getting some trail shoes, because the ones I was planning on wearing, I was actually walking in them the other day, and just felt like the bottoms of them were really soft. I guess I can wear my regular running shoes. They're still in pretty good shape. I don't know. I've debated whether I should buy trail shoes. I just don't do enough trail running in between trail races. Alright. Well, I'm venturing off my regular 5-mile route today, and I'm going to do a kind of an out and back, but it's going to be on what's called the Old Ashlyn Trolley Line, and I'm running early enough in the morning where I don't think I'll encounter any traffic at all. A little bit of wind. It's 65 degrees. 7:30 in the morning, and what's remarkable about that is it was just 20 degrees about 3 or 4 days ago, when we had a fire in the fireplace pretty much from morning till night, just to kind of take the edge off a little bit in the house. And the weather joke can be applied pretty much in any city in Virginia, but hey, the weather, only in Virginia, the weather seems to change from day to day. It's a little humid out, and I'm going to get my run in. Yeah, it's windy. I'm running right into the wind. Didn't really expect that. This might be a good time for, you know, nice philosophical New Year's resolutions and more reflecting on 2008. But I'm not really going to worry about that too much. But I do have one resolution that I want to talk about for a few minutes. And I think I definitely want to figure out what my most efficient heart rate is. And I think I want to try to do that in 2009. Meaning, really get a formula that I can work with. You know, this, I wear the heart rate monitor, which I got with my Garmin, and I collect the data and put it in my running log, but I don't do anything with it. I know that a good rate for me to run at is around 146. That seems to be a common average heart rate, but I don't know if that's the right one or not. I think I'm going to do a little reading up on that. I've been wanting to do that for a long time, so I think I'll finally do it. Because I've had some runs where my average heart rate is well over that. And, you know, I recover okay, feel okay. I haven't checked my resting heart rate in quite some time. Seems like whenever I put on my heart rate monitor, even if I'm just up in the bedroom changing into my running clothes, my heart rate goes up. So I don't know if the chest heart rate monitor is the best thing to test my resting heart rate. So I guess that's a New Year's resolution of some type. Alright, I'm gonna get out of this headwind. It's not really cold, it's just kinda sucks. So I'm gonna cruise up in here to a crosswind. I was also looking at my Runner's World training log, online log that I fill out, and I'm about 36 miles short of 1,000 miles for the year. And I started recording that data online in February, so there's a chance I've got 1,000 miles for the year. That's a lot. That's 1,000 miles. Anyway, I didn't really realize I had gone that far, but it's been a good year for me. It's been a good year. Well, this past Christmas Eve, I was able to catch up with some folks from my Team Incognito running team, running group, and looks like most people are going to be running the Charlottesville Marathon, which is the second to last weekend in April, and that's about an hour from here. So I'm not going to commit to that marathon because that's 2 weeks before my 40 miler. Although it sounds kind of silly, but by then a marathon is just going to be a long training run. The problem is if I get up with some of my team members, I tend to get a little competitive. So, thinking back to my conversation with them, I'm thinking maybe the half might be a better option. That way I can still go out back in the headwind. That way I can still participate in the event and ride out there with them in the car and share the race. I just won't expend myself as much, although I still would have a week to recover, which is what I've been doing after marathons for the last two, and then picking up the training again, which has worked out pretty good. So we'll see. I don't know. But it kind of leads me into a topic I want to talk about. It's just kind of not really to inform or entertain, but more just to kind of get myself, maybe explain this to myself. I got a little bit into running too much this year, and it was kind of the year of Dave. And I was talking with my wife Monica the other day, and we were talking about events for 2009, and I was telling her that I think a better thing for me to do is to run races that I can get out to and back in one day without any family support, and then pick races on weekends where my daughter doesn't have a swim meet or whatever. What happened was we got my daughter involved in swimming before we really realized how much of a commitment it was. And I did not realize that swim meets require so much time and so much of the day. Man, that's a big headwind. So she's going to be involved in a winter program that's going to take her into the spring. And what we're going to do is actually commit to that. And my running events will have to be around that. So, you know, I talk about running the half in Charlottesville or something else. Well, I don't think her swimming is going to go to April, but we just got to rearrange that. I mean, I think it's important for parents to have activities as well as their kids, but not to the point of, you know, missing stuff by going on an out-of-town trip just so I can run a race that I've already done before. So, definitely gonna be a little more cognizant of that. And, I guess I wouldn't really say my wife is tired of going out to these events, but there's just nothing for her to do. And, I guess I really don't blame her. It's not like I'm winning any prizes or anything. So at this point, I don't think she's going to be making the trip to Tennessee if I'm still able to do that. Because we'd have to take my daughter out of school to make the trip. And I just don't think that's the right thing to do. Kind of like, I'll probably offend some people when I say this, but I know some people take their kids out of school so they can go to Disney World during the quote off season. I've always thought that was a little strange. Because Disney World is a made up place. It's not a, a historical kind of thing. I don't know. Maybe I just look at it differently. But we're going to be in the same boat in June because my brother-in-law is getting married in Italy. And the only way for us to go is for my kid to miss school. All right, I'm getting ready to run into a patch of trees, which I'm really hoping will knock this wind down. I'm on the trolley line now. It's an old trolley line that went from Ashland to Richmond. Still got a little bit of wind, but actually, I'm going to slow it down a little bit. Alright, so, you know, pulling your kid out of school to go to stuff. Now, it's not like you know, she's missing exams or presentations or whatever. I mean, it's work that can be made up, but it's the message that you send early that I don't really want to send. And I don't know, those are some of the things we're kind of contemplating. But, so, I guess another resolution for 09 is to run races close to home, ones that are possible. Now, that means getting up real early to get out an hour and a half from town to run a race and then come back the same day. Then that's what I'm going to probably have to do, and that includes marathons and half marathons. Really isn't bad. I mean, there's a couple races I'm looking at to get my long training runs in before it get me prepared for May. There's the Lower Potomac River Marathon, which is in March. There's Washington's Birthday Marathon, which is in February, Greenbelt, Maryland. And some of these are ones that I could probably go up the night before and stay with a relative or a friend and then drive back that day. Being that I've got experience driving back from the Outer Banks after running a marathon, I think I can probably do it. I first thought that it's not such a good idea to do that, you know, bring somebody with you, but actually it wasn't so bad. Did have to stop a few times. But some of the things I'm thinking about. So I seem to be pretty good at looking for the headwinds today. But hey, that's what running is, man. You're gonna run on the earth, you're gonna run into the wind, and you're gonna run up hills and down hills. Did something kind of silly yesterday, and almost makes me realize that I should probably rename my podcast to Running Stupid 2. That's because there's already one called Running Stupid. But in my efforts to plan out my training for the spring. I've got to get another 30-plus mile training run in. Got all kinds of stuff going on this morning. Dogs, trains. So, yesterday I kind of drove a route from my house south to Chesterfield, out to my parents' place, to kind of check out the terrain for a 30 plus mile training run sometime in April. Now, this is obviously a training run walk type of thing. It's not a all out training run, and it's really just for the time. And I did that on the way out to meet my parents for lunch. And then we were going to go see my uncle, who's 90 plus years old, and he got moved into an assisted living. And he'd been living by himself in Washington, D.C. pretty much his whole life, except for when he grew up in the deep south in Clarksdale, Mississippi. And then he went into the Navy and fought in the war, Second World War. Anyway, that's a whole separate story. His name is Joe. Anyway, so I punched the odometer thing, tried to see how far it was. I kind of already had an idea because I had mapped it out on a website. So the purpose yesterday was to see if there was a safe place to run on the roads that I chose. And I had to cross the river, the James River, and I needed to be able to do that in a manner that was safe, because there's only two bridges that I think are pedestrian friendly. There's four that I had to choose from. Oh, I got another dog. No! No! This dog has no fence. And I didn't see it when I was running out this way. That seemed to work. Oh, I have to talk about my new dog. Anyway, so we followed the route and we got to an intersection where I had to go in opposite direction that I had planned, and it was pretty much right at the 25 mile mark. So this morning before I came out for my training run, I picked out the rest of the way, and a couple options were to run out as far as I could and call my wife and have her pick me up, and then we'd go have dinner at my parents' house, or just run to my parents' house. So I think I'm actually going to run to my parents' house, and I'll probably going to take me all day. It's going to be close to, I think it's around 32 miles, which I think is long enough to train for the 40 miler. So the reason I think it's kind of silly, it's just that distance, driving it in the car, and then knowing I'll be on foot. It's just silly. It's stupid. But it gets me to my goal, and my gut tells me I'm going to be able to do it. I guess, I hope I'm not overconfident. Where I work, I had to go through a psychological assessment to get my job, because it's one of those. And I was described as cocky and arrogant by the psychiatrist. Now, I learned that several years later. And it's kind of funny because I'm actually probably more insecure than anything. But hey, what can you do? So with that in mind, I guess I should talk about what I said at the tail end of my last podcast, was that I felt like I had a good life compared to other people. I'm not talking about regular people. I'm talking about people I come in contact through my job that have buku problems, and compared to them, my problems are really, they're minimal. So I wasn't trying, I didn't get any negative feedback or anything. I just was thinking when I was editing the show that maybe I came across as arrogant, and that was not my intention. It's just that if I was to ever complain about my problems, they're really not that big compared to the ones that other people face in life. So I guess that's enough said on that. All right, I got a new dog named Floyd. I think I've already mentioned him. We've had him for just over a week now, and he's really cute. He's took him to the vet. Turns out he's about 6 months old. And you know what? I'm gonna take a little walk break. I don't know why. I've only been out here for 25 minutes, but it is so humid. I can't handle it. I mean, I'm in shorts and a short sleeve shirt, and I think I ran 2 days ago and I was in double layers. And sadly to say, running tights. But trust me, I had shorts on over top. I just can't do the tights without some dignity. Over top, boy. Anyway, I guess that would be a plea to all guys. Not only should you take care of your nipples, but sometimes it's just the whole tights thing without shorts. I guess some people like it. I can't do it, guys. So, man, why am I walking? This is crazy. Oh, it's so hot out here. So we got this new dog, and I'm really looking forward to running with him because he's got a lot of energy. But the problem is he can't walk and heel yet. And if you're not a dog owner, or if you've never had one, walking and heel means the dog walks next to your left heel. And he or she stops when you stop. He or she turns when you turn, because they're paying attention to you while they're walking, not every smell that comes their way. So we got some work to do, because even walking with them, practically trip on him, because he's darting in and out. So we'll get an obedience school scheduled for him, and within a year I'll be running with him. My older 12-year-old dog Basil is just too old to run, and so Ultra Dad, if you're listening to this, man, that car's going fast. If you're listening to this, man, I'm going to have my dog to run with again. Because back in May of 08, my younger of two dogs died, Otis. And he got too old to run with because of his health, but I did run with him anyway. All right, 2009, bring it on. Big year, turning 40, running a bunch of races, trying to get my heart rate squared away, and funny thing about it is that might actually cause me to slow down once I find my optimal heart rate. You know, that's the one where you're the most efficient at, so that's what I'm kind of hoping for. I don't think I can speed up. Takes too much work. All right,
back in the Center of the Universe recording studio, which consists of my Apple iBook sitting on top of the counter in my kitchen. That's my recording studio. The email bag was empty this week, and which is okay, but if you would like to drop me a line, you can at ashlanddave@gmail.com. That's my email. I accept all emails. And if you want to also send an audio clip, I'll be happy to include that in the show, preferably in MP3 format, or if you have some other format, I can try to convert it. But anyway, feel free to email me at ashlanddave@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to include any of your comments on the show. I have to talk about one thing that I did recently after the Runcast portion of the show. I did a training run at the YMCA on the treadmill. And the reason I had to run inside is I needed to use their child care for my daughter. Anyway, it was an interesting experience. They have new treadmills over there, and I don't know what type they are, but it took me a few minutes to figure out how to get the thing started. It's all computerized now. It's got outlets and plugins for iPods and headphones, and it's got a video screen, and you can pick mountains or trails or something. Anyway, once I got it started, I realized that it shut me down after 30 minutes, and I was hoping to do 5 miles. And I know they have signs up that say everything's limited to 30 minutes, but I just can't seem to get much of a workout in 30 minutes. So I was hoping to kind of cheat it a little bit. So plus the timing of it seemed to be really off. It had me running 11 something mile, and I felt like I was putting forth a pretty decent effort. So anyway, I don't know what kind of treadmill it was. It was very nice. I just wish I could run longer on it, so I'll have to figure out a way to. And there wasn't anybody waiting. Now, if there was somebody waiting, I certainly would not, hog the machine. I'm not into that. And I understand that people that work there want you to limit it to 30 so everybody has a chance. But there was nobody waiting, so I didn't mind. I had to actually stop it and start and just reset it and start it up again. So I only got 4 miles out of it because I was just bored by the time it was done. And also, while I was running on the treadmill, I kept hearing this jingling sound, and like somebody was rattling chains. And I couldn't see what it was, but I finally took my iPod earphones out, and over in the corner of the wire, there was a guy hitting on a punching bag. I mean, it was really hitting it hard. And I thought that was kind of strange to have that out. And I've seen it over there. I never really saw anybody using it. And anyway, I thought it was kind of weird just to have it out there in the open. It was very violent. I mean, I know it's a workout, but it just seemed like they put that in a more discreet place. Maybe I'll fill out a comment card on that. Anyway, a couple other things. I forgot to mention last week's show, a kids' run that Tom Grant put together. It was the Elves Run on the Saturday before Christmas. And we had that on the Railside Trail, just north, right near the Randolph-Macon College campus, which is in the town here. And my daughter came in second. Lucy, what did you... Didn't you win one of the Elves, come in second in the Elves Run?
I did.
Okay, what was it, the half mile? The whole?
You had to go all the way to the end and run
back. Okay, so that was half a mile or a mile? Don't know. I think it was a half. It was a half mile. So she came in second, and that was awesome. They all got candy canes, and we held up tinsel for the, I think it's this garland. Is that what it is? The stuff that goes around the tree? Held that up for the finish line thing. It was really cool. I'd say about 20 kids. Parents mainly, just spectators, but it was pretty cool. So Tom, well done on that. That was a fine Ashland Track Club event. And have to mention that Shelly is having sponsoring a 10-mile run Saturday, January 3rd, running out of the Rockville Post Office. It's the inaugural Rockville 10-miler. And she says that the hills rival the hills of the Blunts Bridge Challenge. So I will be there Saturday at 8 o'clock to do 10 of my 20 for that day. And what I might have to do is actually do 10 in Rockville and then drive, which is about 15 minutes west of here, and then get in my car and do the last 10 in Ashland. And the reason for that is because I'll need my aid station support, which is in front of my house. I don't want to do that 10-mile thing out there twice if it's hills, because I guess I could carry everything in my car. I kind of wanted to run by myself a little bit, too. I know that sounds kind of selfish, but that'll be Saturday, January 3rd, and on Thursday, January 1st, New Year's Day, we are having an unofficial New Year's Day 10K in Ashland. So we got a lot going on here in the center of the universe, and I'll have some more information from those runs in next week's show. However, there may be a delay in next week's show or the week after, and the reason is I have to take my computer in for repair. For some reason, I am not able to mount a file system to do the file transfer protocol up to the Podbean server. So I've been actually, the last two shows, I've actually just been putting them on a thumb drive and uploading it from a different computer. The sacrifices we make as podcasters for all our listeners. Anyway, so if I don't have a show out the next week or so, that it's because of that. I will be back, I promise. It just may be 1 or 2 weeks. And feel free to listen to old shows in the meantime, which are available at ashlanddave.podbean.com or on iTunes. And I've changed my podcast logo, which you can see on the website, ashlanddave.podbean.com. And it's kind of halfway on iTunes. If you're not familiar with how iTunes works is it's kind of a phone book for podcasts. They don't host anything. They just, you go to iTunes, you look up what you want to find, and then it'll send you there. And kind of like a phone book, gives you the phone number, and then you dial it, and you get there. That's what iTunes is kind of like. And they have they have my new logo when you do a search for the name of my show, but then when you get to the actual screen that has the episodes, it has the old logo, and it doesn't have episode 43 listed, but if you subscribe, you'll get 43 downloaded. I don't really know what the problem is. I think it takes a while for them to update everything. They must have to approve everything or something, and it's been Christmas, the Christmas holidays, so they probably, maybe they don't have people working, I don't know. But anyway, you can always go to ashlanddave.podbean.com and get all the shows, and hopefully the iTunes things will catch up here shortly. But I'm pretty excited about the new logo. It doesn't really look that good on iTunes, but it's kind of neat, so you can check that out. And okay, well, that's about it for this week. I will be back again with another show, and thinking about hitting the reset button for 2009. You know, when a new year starts, you get a chance to kind of start over with many things. And I'll have a report on those group runs coming up in the next show. And so this is Ashland Dave, and I'm reminding you to run to the finish and keep on running. Y'all have a good week and get your training runs in. Take care.